News in brief at Press TV. Russia says it has its own plan to end the crisis in Ukraine. The Kremlin says it is drafting proposals to resolve the situation on the basis of international law. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov stated that the plans will run counter to U.S. proposals because what Washington has suggested is not, quote, suitable. British Prime Minister David Cameron says Russia could face sanctions by the EU within days over its activities in Crimea. Cameron added that EU members will meet in London on Tuesday to discuss measures against 18 people linked to the Russian government. Well, the measures include travel bans and asset freezes. The UN Security Council has held a meeting to discuss the crisis in Ukraine as tension between the West and Russia rises over the issue. Monday's session was the fifth Security Council meeting on the Ukrainian crisis in the last 10 days, but the Council has still not adopted a common position. Ukrainian Foreign Minister Andriy Deshchesakya says the country is practically in a state of war with Russia. He added that Ukraine is counting on help from the West, and Ukrainian Prime Minister Arseniy Yatsenyuk is scheduled to meet U.S. President Barack Obama in Washington on Wednesday. The United Nations Human Rights Council has called for independent investigations into drone strikes in Afghanistan, Pakistan, and Yemen. UN Special Rapporteur on Human Rights Ben Emmerson said U.S. drone strikes in Afghanistan and Yemen increased in 2013. He added that fatalities in drone attacks rose threefold in Afghanistan. The Fatah movement has expressed support for the acting Palestinian Authority chief's refusal to recognize Israel as a Jewish state. Earlier, Fatah also denounced Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's demand for such recognition. Well, the group called it an official announcement of a unilateral end to negotiations. The search for the Malaysia Airlines jetliner that vanished with 239 people aboard continues, with 40 ships and more than 30 planes finding no sign of it so far. Authorities remain baffled over the disappearance of the aircraft and have significantly expanded the size of the search area to 100 nautical miles. And in the U.S. state of Washington, a hunger strike at the Northeast Detention Center has entered its fourth day. About 150 detainees are currently on hunger strike at the center, which is run by Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency. All the action is a protest against deportations and conditions at the center.